Our scripture reading this morning comes from the fourth chapter of Ephesians, verses 7 through 6. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why he says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. This is the word of the Lord.
Given to us, and also last week we celebrated two people's lives in this congregation who finished their labor on earth, and then the amazing celebration. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. The collaboration of the people to make this celebration to be the celebration, not just a regular service or just a gathering. Dave Wilkes on Friday and Don Weevil, Baby Wilkes Friday and Don Weevil on Saturday. It was an amazing celebration of the people, how these people touched the hearts of the people in this community, in this congregation, in the community of Shamdok and beyond. It was so amazing to see how one particular person of God can teach and touch and then encourage other people in the name of Jesus Christ. Those are the hidden part that we always have in this congregation and everywhere, I do believe. I do see that we have a hidden card or hidden treasures in this congregation. Babe Wilkes and Don Weevil. If you know those two people, you know what I'm talking about. They're never bragging about what they are doing or anything. Especially Don Weevil yesterday in the service, we learned so much about this humble man. And he was so humble not to show whatever, but he said yesterday through the celebration, we learned a lot about him and how he touched the people. How many of you can have the waitress in the local restaurants to come to your service? Amazing. Yesterday, in the middle of the night, some got hungry, so we went out for donuts. And we went to the county donut shop because that was the Don's place we never been at. And we heard so much about this county donut shop in the service, so we would like to experience that. And so middle of the night, we went there. It was a 24-hour place. Oh my goodness, those people who work in the night shift, they do still remember Don Weevil. And then some of you, the one of the employee there, worker cashiers, was in tears when we shared what happened to Don in the Don service, how we found out about this donor shop. He touched so many, many people in this community, but he never bragging about it. And you, I do know, many of you are so humble not to show your grace or what you are doing with the giftedness God given to you. Last Sunday, so we talked about the canning Christian. We are called into Christian canning. Canning process is about for the preserving the freshness. And when we canning the fruit and vegetable, it is for preserving freshness of the vegetable and fruit for the later use. Not just canning for the canning sake. And later on, this can needed to be opened up and used it up for certain purpose, for cooking or sharing, adding a little extra fresh vitamin to the system in the family when they are cooking for that. And a Christian canning process is Christian canning process is about preserving unity God given to us. This unity we are talking about in church is not created by any one of us. It is created by God through Jesus Christ who died for you and me. Ephesians chapter 1, 2, 3, it talks about breaking the barriers in the two communities. Paul identified in the church Jews and Gentiles. Through Jesus Christ, he was saying that we need to break down these barriers to preserve the unity of the church for the sake of the greater purpose. And in breaking down these barriers is done by Christ Jesus. It is the center of gravity. Some of you mentioned that we are the Americans in here. Since we just celebrate the 4th of July and independence, so we talked about. But we are oftentimes blind to see that we are saying that one nation under God, that is the identity of the Americans. If you and I are called to be Americans, so called American Christians, we need to be submissive of the identity, truth, meaning of the Americanism and Christianism. One nation under God, one body of Christ under God, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That is our identity, and we try our best preserving this identity in unity by canning ourselves and pressuring ourselves to be humble, gentle, and patient, and loving, tolerant. Those were the four Christian characteristics and traits we need to pressure ourselves in order to canning and the fruit and the vegetable, it needed to be pressured with the heat. But in order to canning the Christianity in unity, we needed to pressure ourselves with the humility and gentleness and patience and a loving kind, loving tolerance. Those were the messages we heard last week through the reading of the Ephesians chapter 4. Church, coming to church, yes, it needed to be welcoming place. It needed to be nurturing place. Yes, it needed to be a celebratory place, a celebrating place for God and for everyone. And yet, in order to preserve the unity God given to us through Jesus Christ who died for us on the cross, we have to pressure ourselves with a humility, gentleness, and a patient and loving tolerance. When we had a service for Babe Wilkes on Friday and Don Wibbles, those two amazing people of God who finished their labor on the earth in this congregation, they pressured themselves to be humble, gentle, and patient in a loving tolerance. He embraced many people in their arms, in their care. Those were the message, core message we heard for those people who were there at the service. Those are the essence of the fruitfulness of Christian caring. Unity, preserving unity in the church for the unity's sake is not the purpose of the unity we are trying to preserve. Like a fruit in a vegetable, we are preserving the freshness in a canning is for the later use in coming out of it. Pruning, pull out the open up the can and use it for a certain purpose later on. Unity, for the unity's sake, if we are going for that direction, we are creating clique in the church. And then a Corinthian church ended up in that area, in that category, because they were so focused on, I am Paul's part. I am a campaign for the Apollos. And I am going for the worship ministry only. I'm going for the Christian education. I'm going for the certain leaders only. That divided the church. When we inwardly focus on unity for the unity's sake. But today's passage talks about the greater purpose of the unity. We are trying to preserve unity in the church. Three purpose for us to preserve the unity in the church is a ministry, maturity, and mission. Today's passage, what we read, will be repeated for two more Sundays in addition to today's. And we're going to touch the one at a time, the purpose of the unity we are trying to preserve in the church. Why we needed to pressure ourselves humble. Why we needed to pressure ourselves to be gentle. Why we needed to be patient to each other. Why we needed to tolerate each other in godly love. For the first, why we needed to do that? For the sake of the unity in church, for the ministry of God in the church, for the maturity in the church, and then also the mission. Today is the first day, so we're going to talk about mission and ministry. What is a ministry? The purpose of the unity we are trying to preserve in the church is a ministry. What is a ministry in here? According to the Greek word, the diakonia, it is a service. Using whatever God has given us to serve God. Whatever God given to us, serve God. At the 9 o'clock cafe, I ask people to brag about what God has given to them, special gift. And Doug mentioned that people are shy to bragging about. Every congregation is different. So we encourage people, name the giftedness of the people, how they are practicing on their gifts in their faith walk. And we name something. Turn around. I will give, even though it is a kind of a regular worship service, but it's, I would like to pair up with someone. And right now, and name some gifts of the people. Can you do that? I will give you 30 seconds. You can do that, right? Ready? Go. As you can tell, we are talking and we are naming. That is the gift. We have so many gifts here. If you have a Bible, please open your Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. We're going to be reading this passage together. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. I think it's on page 1158 in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. We're going to be reading this passage together. Ready? Go. But to each one of us, the grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Grace given according to the measure of God's gift. God apportioned the gifts for the people, for the sake of the unity in the church, in God's ministry, in God's kingdom. Not everyone is gifted in it and everything. We need each other. And what body of, which part of the body do you value most? In a, at the 9 o'clock gathering at the cafe, some people said heart, because it pumps the good blood into the system. Some people said brain, because they needed to have a reason in mind to control. And also, some people said eye. Some people said the feet. Some people said tummy. Guess who? Every part of the body is important for the, some reason. But everyone needed to be working together and help and collaboratively. If a brain decided to not to function the way it should function because it is not visible, the face, they say that is, I am kind of tired of being in a public setting, and it decided to deform itself. The body of our body is not functioning well, right? How about what if the mouth say that I'm tired of talking, so I decided to zip on myself, I'm not going to talk. I know you're laughing at me. That is hard part for me. So every single part in the church and in the body is valuable. But sometimes we give extra attention to certain part of our body, right? And last week, somehow my feet hurt so much, even though I did not walk that much. But it's my feet hurt so much. And I didn't, because of that, my feet got my full attention last week. Finally, yesterday, I found out that I have a flat feet, low arc feet. And I didn't know that I had such a thing. And some got me a kind of arc supporter. And don't you think that I look a little bit taller today? Some say that I elevated two more inch so I can have a kind of, because he got a thick one because, yeah, you know, you support my feet. I didn't know that. But it's because of the discomfort I experience, I do pay attention to it. But usually, every day when I get up, face is the one usually get my attention. Because I wash it up before I put myself in a public setting, I do cover up. Many of you do that too. But in the church, we usually say that worship service is the face we put in the public setting for the first time. So we need to wash it out, clear it up, and make sure that everything is going the way it should. We work it out. Because of that, every month we do have a worship team meeting to sharpen it up. What kind of outline are we going to be drawing on the public face we are putting up every Sunday? What color of a lipstick? What kind of a foundation? I know that I lost many men while I'm talking about the makeup stuff. But is it, those are the things. But is it the face? Makeup, that kind of a public face is not the only one. It is important in the life of the church, body of Christ. Without having someone work in the kitchen to provide the coffee and cookie, we are not going to have the cookie fellowship in the hall. And if we have no one behind the tech booth, you will be totally lost, right? And if we do not have a trustee, we have no air conditioners in here. Can you imagine that we do worship without no air support, without having light support? Trustee people work their way to make it happen behind the scenes. And how about the staff parents? How about the office staff of many volunteers who have been called into the service? Ministry is about service and people. Romans, I would like to bring it a good little attention to the big differences between gift and people in here. Book of Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 said, we have a different gift according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. And if it is to lead, do it diligently. And if it is to show mercy, do it mercifully. All those gifts was focused on Book of Romans. By contrast, Galatians in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 12, it focused on people in here. And then Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, and evangelists, the pastors and teachers. Those people become a people of God to equip his people for the works of the service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. It focuses on people. Ministry is all about people. It is all about relationship. If I do not have you, I cannot be a pastor. You know that, right? And a pastor can be pastor because of the people of God in the congregation. But without pastor, congregation cannot be a congregation. That's why you invited a pastor to practice a pastor leadership in the congregation. We cannot have a Sunday school without having teacher in the place. We need to have a teacher so we can have a student. Also, without students, teacher cannot be a teacher. Those are the kind of a relational identification of the ministry. If you pay attention to the worship bulletin, it said that we all are the ministers. You all are the ministers, including myself. But especially supported by the all-gifted people. You named it in there. Pastors, choir directors, and musicians in a secretarial work. And all those people are there, were here to support the ministry of the church. You, to equip you. And then you are to equip others also. The challenge question in here is, what kind of gift do I have? What kind of service am I able to be part of with the gift God given to me? Unless you and I practice, exercise, giftedness God given to us, church cannot preserve the unity. Your role is significant for preserving the unity of the church. Every single one of us has a significant role in holding together the body of Christ, so-called church. What ministry would God have you to do? What gift are you able to exercise today and tomorrow? Answer is yours.